Well, my day just got a lot better hearing that song. Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, February 2nd at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8 a.m. I'm Brent Allen. Fog, sun, clouds, and possible showers are all in the forecast for today. Currently sitting at 48 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. A funnel cloud was spotted and captured on video yesterday in West Sonoma County around 11 a.m. Now, officials cannot verify it was a tornado until confirmation that it touched down and caused damage. Currently, it's considered a funnel cloud or potential waterspout. The last official tornado to touch down in Santa Rosa was back in 2011. There was an earthquake this morning about 70 miles offshore from Eureka. It measured 4.9 in magnitude. There are no reports of damage so far. A 28-year-old Santa Rosa man was sentenced yesterday to 12 years in prison and must register as a sex offender after his conviction for trafficking a young girl. Pedro Lopez Plasencia pled no contest to multiple charges, including human trafficking of a minor on January 2nd. He was arrested following an investigation back in October of 2022. Fire officials responded to a 911 call Wednesday night from a woman on Mark West Station Road between Trenton Healdsburg and Star Roads when her car became stuck in floodwater. About 3 feet of water covered the roadway. A sign saying the road was closed due to flooding appeared to have been moved before she ventured into the water. An asteroid as big as a skyscraper will pass within 1.7 million miles of Earth today. There's no chance of it hitting us, since it will pass 7 times the distance from the Earth to the Moon. NASA figures the space rock is between 690 and 1,500 feet across. That means the asteroid could be similar in size to the Empire State Building. It was discovered back in 2008 and will not be back our way again until 2032. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will join grieving families at Dover Air Force Base today in a dignified transfer to honor 3 American service members killed in a drone attack in Jordan on Sunday. The deaths were the first U.S. fatalities blamed on Iran-backed militia groups in the Middle East since the Israel-Hamas war began. Highway 12 in the westbound direction from Santa Rosa Avenue to Dutton Avenue will be shut down this weekend for more roadway construction. Starting tonight at 8 p.m., the entire section is closed until 8 a.m., and then again overnight Saturday into Sunday and Sunday into Monday. During daytime shifts, one lane westbound will be open from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m., but motorists should plan on delays. 8:03 KZST, time for another check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP Officer Olivia Mirab. Hello again, Olivia.
Hi, good morning. The roadways are looking pretty good out there. We have no new incidents to report. Traffic is starting to get kind of heavy, starting northbound US 101 from about Todd Road going into downtown Santa Rosa. You're going to be stop and go there. State Route 12 interchange to US 101, traffic is very heavy in that area. And then eastbound 12 to Farmers Lane, there are some slowdowns there. On the southbound side of 101 going down the Cotati Grade, there is a slowdown going down into Petaluma. Remember to slow down, buckle up, and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirab on KZST.
Bedrosian's Tile and Stone. Bedrosian's designer showroom in Santa Rosa contains the most diverse collection of tile in the North Bay and the most beautiful natural stone slabs you'll find anywhere in the USA. Bedrosian's invites you to come in, wander around, to dream, to imagine, to think about what you really want, to visualize your home in new ways. With literally thousands of surface choices, you may appreciate a consultation with one of Bedrosian's certified showroom specialists. They can help you with trends and design tips. What a difference an elegant new kitchen or bath can make. As one of the largest independent tile and stone importers in the United States, Bedrosian's offers great value and selection. For designer looks at affordable prices, shop Bedrosian's Tile and Stone, 700 Stony Point Road, or online at Bedrosian's.com. Bedrosian's.com.
Let's face it, eating healthy can be somewhat unhealthy on your bank account, but not at your local grocery outlet. Here we have hundreds of items we like to call NOSH, natural, organic, specialty, and healthy. Look for the NOSH sign and you'll find amazing deals on gluten-free, all-natural, and all-organic foods. You'll find great deals on plant-based foods as well. Stop by your neighborhood grocery outlet today and get your health and bank account back on the right track.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
From the community calendar, enjoy all the crab you can eat at the Sebastopol Masonic Center Crab Feed on Saturday, February 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. Tickets are $70 for adults, $35 for kids. In sports, the Warriors take on the Grizzlies tonight, and Thomas Dietrich has the lead at 9-under par after round one of the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Patrick Cantlay is one back, followed by Matthew Pavon. Your forecast. We've got some dense fog out there still this morning. Otherwise, mainly cloudy. A chance for a scattered shower. Highs in the 50s. Tonight, about the same. Some patchy fog late. A slight chance of a sprinkle with 40s. Tomorrow, staying mainly cloudy. Trending dry, but still a chance of a shower. Highs in the 50s. Another round of heavy rain and gusty wind is due in for Saturday night through Monday. We are looking for 2 to 3 more inches of rain from this new storm. A flood watch and a wind advisory are already posted. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. The Grammys will be handed out this Sunday, live from Los Angeles, starting at 5 p.m. They'll be hosted by Trevor Noah. And yes, Taylor Swift will be in attendance. She's not expected to perform, but will probably take the stage quite often. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
KZST.
Distance, so close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions.
Realty's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, and we are talking food with Heather Irwin next. Hold on.
United Way of the Wine Country is once again offering a safe and easy way to file your 2023 tax returns for free. If your combined household income in 2023 was around $79,000, you may be eligible to meet with a United Way tax pro to file your tax returns for free, or arrange to drop off your tax documents at one of our secure tax sites and let our skilled pros do the rest. Schedule your appointment by dialing 211. Let United Way pros prepare and file your federal and state tax returns for free to get your best tax refund possible. Extra credits like the California Earned Income Tax Credit and Young Child Tax Credit add even more dollars to your refund if you qualify. You do not have to be a U.S. citizen to file. United Way offers free I-10 tax filing assistance as well. Dial 211 to speak with an operator or go to UnitedWayWineCountry.org for more details. Working together, we are united for good.
Hey, it's Boost Mobile here with a great deal to keep you connected. Now when you switch to Boost, you can get a Samsung A15 for free or an iPhone 11 for $49.99. We're here to bring you the best phones on America's largest 5G networks so you can get after it. Switching is easy. Just head to your local Boost Mobile store. That's a free Samsung A15 or an iPhone 11 for $49.99. Only at a Boost Mobile near you. Requires port-in, auto-pay, and ID verification. Other restrictions apply. See participating stores for details.
Right now, get $50 worth of gift certificates for $25 to Iron and Vine Restaurant, Bar, and Event Center at Bennett Valley Golf Course. Open 7 days a week with happy hour Monday through Friday, 2 to 5. Tuesday, it's tacos and trivia. Fridays, prime rib. Saturday, chef specials. And brunch Saturdays and Sundays from 9 till 2. Get $50 worth of gift certificates for $25 to Iron and Vine Restaurant at the Bennett Valley Golf Course now on MySonomaDeals.com. Find your perfect Tempur-Pedic mattress online or in stores at Mancini's Sleep World.
100.1 KZST. Yes, we made it to Friday. I'm Debbie Abrams, Heather Irwin in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Debbie.
You queen of cuisine.
Yes.
You are here. We're going to talk food and the local restaurant scene. And you gave me a list here, and so I'm going to run by this real fast. So we're talking about Semla time. A new Greek restaurant, Pasta Makes You Happy, and Golden Bear Station opens.
Mm-hmm.
So my first question is, what the hell is Semla?
Semla. Semla is a Swedish pastry. And if to kind of give you an idea of it, it's like a big bun, and then they fill it with cardamom and almond paste and whipped cream. And then you eat it, obviously. And so it's for Fat Tuesday, which, you know, we're coming up on that time of year where we want to indulge in our favorite things before Lent. And so this is something that my boss is Swedish and one of my coworkers is Swedish. So they get very excited about this time of year. So they wanted me to make sure to tell everyone that it is Semla time. And you can get Semla, if you'd like to, at Stockholm in Petaluma.
It's time for Semla.
Semla.
I do understand the whipped cream. That was pretty much the only part I got.
Cardamom.
Heck is that?
Cardamom is a spice used in a lot of Swedish cooking. You would know it if you tasted it.
And it's like a donut almost?
It's more like a bun, like a big, like sweet bun. And then they fill it with all the goodness.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Semla time.
Now you know.
Now I'm going to
anyone asks you.
I'll have to check that out. new Greek restaurant.
There is a new Greek restaurant in Sonoma County, and we have a very few Greek restaurants around here. Now, we have Mediterranean, which is sort of this catch-all phrase for serving hummus and falafel, but this is a straight-up Greek restaurant. It just opened in Katati. It's called Mezzaluna.
Ooh.
And I went and I really enjoyed it a lot. I'm very upset because they were out of moussaka, which is really one of the signature Greek dishes that I love. It's sort of like a Greek lasagna.
Ooh,
explain it that way. But they were out of it, so
yum.
I couldn't have it. But they had some other great stuff there, which I really enjoyed. I had a grilled branzino. I had have you ever had saganaki?
I have.
It's a fried cheese. And what I love is when they cover it with ouzo and then light it on fire. This one, they didn't do that, but it's topped with raisins. All kinds of really, really good things. I want to say one more thing that I really enjoyed for dessert.
It's called kunafa, and it's shredded phyllo dough filled with melted cheese and soaked in sugar syrup.
Wow.
It's something I've never had in my life. I really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun. They're open for lunch and dinner, and they got things like falafel and hummus, like I mentioned before, but they also have a lot of really interesting Greek dishes that will be impossible for you to say.
But what's delicious to eat. What's the name of it?
It's called Mezzaluna, and it's in Cotati at 8099 La Plaza A.
Okay, so when we come back, I want to hear about this new survey that says pasta makes you happy.
Mm-hmm. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones in today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I did not know no pain, when I believed in forever and everything would stay the same. Now my heart feel like December when somebody say your name. Cause I can't reach out to call you, but I know I will one day. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, hey, hey. But everything gon' be alright, gon' raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back your. Memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I never felt so lost, and I felt all of the hatred was too powerful to stop. Now my heart feel like an ember, and it's lighting up the dark. I'll carry these torches for ya, and you know I'll never drop. Yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright, gon' raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back your.
Sonoma County's KZST. It is time to check traffic once again. We'll say good morning to CHP Officer Olivia Miroff in our Roanoke Park studio. Good morning to you. How are those roadways?
Hi, good morning. We have no new incidents to report. Traffic is looking pretty good. Just your typical morning commute traffic. Starting northbound US 101 from Todd Road going into downtown Santa Rosa, you're going to see some slowdowns there. State Route 12 interchange to US 101, traffic is heavy in that area as well. And then on the southbound side going down the Cotati Grade into Petaluma, you're going to see a slowdown there as well. Remember to buckle up and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirup on KZST.
Score super savings for game day at Raley's in Nob Hill. Rack up amazing deals on grilling greats like mouthwatering ribs and delicious tri-tip roasts. Plus, ready-to-eat crowd favorites fresh from our deli. Save on game day and every day only at Raley's in Nob Hill.
Hi, I'm Barry Friedman from Friedman's Home Improvement. Open the door to saving 15% off our low everyday price on all in-stock and special order Milgard windows and doors. For new construction or replacement, now is the time to invest in reliable Milgard windows and doors. Don't miss out on this opportunity to save 15% on beautiful, functional, long-lasting Milgard windows and doors. Friedman's Home Improvement, with you every step of the way. Sale ends February 11th.
take the SMART train to the Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport from Petaluma, Novato, San Rafael. Skip the Bay Area traffic and fly direct to any of 11 destinations. Use the SMART train and book your next trip at flysts.com.
100.1 KZST. It is Friday, meaning Heather Irwin in the studio from the Press Democrat. Bite Club Eats. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're having some fun today.
Yes, we are.
I feel like I've had way too much coffee.
You have.
I'm bouncing.
You're bouncing up and down in your chair, literally bouncing.
I know. I got to.
Yeah.
Okay. But you know what? You're going to talk about pasta and how it makes you happy.
Yes.
I'm going to start bouncing because I love pasta.
Oh, who doesn't love pasta?
I know.
True. Actually, a lot of people don't love pasta.
Really?
Because it's got carbs. You know, I have those friends who won't eat it because it has carbs in it. It makes me sad. It makes me sad for them because, according to a study in Italy from a pasta company.
There you go.
There you go. Pasta actually makes you happy. And so they did this scientific research. I put air quotes around that. that show that participants remember or recall specific things and that it made them happy. As a general indicator of happy, they had happy facial expressions. And it was more likely to make you happy than your favorite song or watching sports ball. Okay. So anyway, that apparently pasta does make you happy. They say it's a lot of things are like, you know, it's about your memories and your childhood and comfort and things like that. But I would have to agree.
I generally agree. It depends on the toppings on the pasta.
True.
Plain pasta, no, but it, you know, the butter and the cheese.
Do you like your pasta al dente?
What's that mean?
That means like to the tooth. It means not totally mushy, just a tiny bit.
Like still hard. The noodle's harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A little firmer.
A little firm. I like it hard. I like it firm. Yeah. I like al dente. So yeah. And I like a lot of olive oil.
Yes.
I love olive oil.
Yes. Me too. It's a fine line between hard and crunchy and just perfectly cooked. So yeah, that's that fine line. Mm. And speaking of pasta, so are we going to go ahead and talk about Golden Bear Station? Do I have time or you want to come back?
No, we have time.
Oh, good.
I want to hear about this one.
So if you're a foodie, this is one of the bigger openings of the year. This is kind of a big deal. The owners of Animo in Sonoma, which was a very, very well-known restaurant, got a lot of press. They actually temporarily have closed Animo and reopened at a new location in Kenwood at the old Tips Tri-Tip restaurant. And it is pretty freaking amazing.
Have you been there?
I've been there twice.
Twice?
Two times. I couldn't get enough of it. And I think I've eaten almost everything on the menu.
What do they have?
Okay, so it's a little bit less fancy than Animo was, but it still has the level of chefiness, I'll call it, that Animo did. Because the chef, Josh, and his wife, Heidi, they're really obsessive about making even the simplest thing absolutely perfect. And I'll give you an example of that. They're doing wood-fired pizzas in their wood-fired oven. Josh has tested over 100 pizza dough recipes. He and Heidi went to Italy, ate pizza all over Italy, and have worked on this recipe for months to get it just so.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's really impressive what they're doing out there. I love their pizzas, and they are doing fresh made pastas. Really incredible pastas. They do a bolognese, which is a meat sauce, you know, very homey and comforting. It's the best bolognese I've ever had in my life. They do things like a yellowtail sashimi, which is a little more fancy, but it has like a brown butter and miso and citrus on it, which is just like the flavors come together in such a perfect way. They're making their own sourdough bread. It's really a pretty extraordinary place. I will tell people, you have to make a reservation. You will not get in if you don't. And I watch people come in and get really huffy about it. And so make a reservation if you're going to go Golden Bear Station out in Kenwood.
Wow. Thin or thick crust on the pizza?
How do I explain it? It's a Neapolitan style. So it's wood fired. It's got a little bit of a puffy crust, a little bit of a thinner bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'm falling. In all the good times I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times I fear myself.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling. In all the good times I find myself.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, February 2nd at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:28. I'm Brent Allen. We've got a little light rain falling across Sonoma County right now, and we're currently sitting at 48 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZSD newsroom. A major traffic collision shut down Lakeville Highway yesterday morning and took the life of one driver. Two vehicles hit head-on in the area of Pineview Way. A female driver of an SUV was killed. The other driver of a sedan suffered major injuries and was taken to the hospital. The roadway reopened around 7 p.m. The cause of the crash is still under investigation, but it was raining when that collision occurred. Northern California's commercial fishermen are getting $20.6 million in federal disaster relief, but it's far from enough. Originally, Governor Newsom applied for $45 million to help the struggling salmon industry after the loss of the 2023 season and years of drought that have reduced salmon stock. The owners of the Bodega Bay Seafood Art and Wine Festival have called it quits after 27 festivals in 29 years. Stating rising costs and diminishing crowds, it just became too much work for little return. At its peak, the festival drew 9,000 people. The final festival last August only had 6,300 turnout, with expenses exceeding $50,000. Tesla is recalling nearly all of the vehicles it has sold in the U.S. because some warning lights on the instrument panel are too